A table with no chairs. Do you trust the pictures in your mind more than the words of the Bible? For example, when you think of the Last Supper, do you see Jesus sitting in the middle of the 12 disciples at a large table as Leonardo da Vinci painted? The famous picture that hangs in so many homes has created a false image in many minds. In the days of Jesus and prior, it is stated that they reclined at the table. Luke 24:30. They didn't sit in chairs around a table like we do today. They laid on their side on the floor with their feet pointing toward the center while one walked around serving. My husband and I disagree about nearly every picture our minds remember. Memories can lie to us. Feelings lie to us. Satan, the king of deceit, lies constantly. I've heard and I believe that we are the type of people who make a 100% conclusion from 10% of the story. We are quick to form opinions without checking the dependability of our source of information. That's why it is so important to run your thoughts and feelings through the lie detector, God, and His Book of Truth. When you invite God into your everyday life and read the Bible, you'll have a better grip on what truth is. When my husband and I are driving, we may both look at the same yard at the same time, but since our brains cannot take in everything, we focus on the things of importance to ourselves. He may see the truck for sale, and I may see the flower garden, while neither of us see the house. He may say, "That's cool," and I may agree, but we are thinking about two different things. If you asked both of us to describe the scene, you would have two completely different pictures. Neither would be a lie, and neither would paint the entire scene. We can't trust our own minds to deliver truth, but we can trust the Bible. Every word of God's is pure. He shields those taking refuge in Him. Proverbs 30, verse 5. Let yourself get lost in the Bible. It's there that you will find yourself.